you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hi, welcome back to my YouTube channel. My name is Shakita Torres, and today we're going to continue our Christian therapist series. And today we're going to discuss five myths about Christian counseling. Five top myths that I believe is important to know when it comes to Christian counseling. Number one is just Bible study and or prayer. While scripture and prayer is very important in the Christian counseling process with your client, also having traditional counseling techniques, psychological assessments, and evidence-based treatment is very, 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 very important. Okay. I have definitely came across clients who thought that we were primarily going to deal with just the spiritual component of their issues. But no, we have to deal with both the mind, body, and the spirit, okay? And so I'll go over in future videos of how and what that looks like. But today I want to go over the top five myths. Number two, it's a quick fix for all your problems. Many people believe that when they hear the word Christian, that automatically that means that they're just going to have this magic moment or this moment where God's going to perform a miracle and all their problems are going to go away. All right. So this is what I tell my clients, right? Those who are seeking Christian-based counseling and they are believers and we're inviting God into the midst, I tell them, listen, it's a journey, right? One thing I love about being a Christian therapist is this. Number one, it is the fact that whenever you have dealt with an issue for many, many, many years, right? Whenever you finally decide to work on it and you invite God into it, it does not take you as long to actually heal from it. So, for example, I had a client. She was an elderly client. I believe her 70s at that time. And she had a long history of like generational trauma. And she had a lot of issues with self-esteem, the way she saw herself. And so she and I worked together for, you know, many weeks. And oh my gosh, she made so much progress and it led her back to Christ. She became closer to God again because she had thought that God didn't love her anymore or that she was a lost cause, that she was too old to be used by him and so much more. It was so many layers to it, but it did not take her 40 years to heal from that stuff. Okay. So just know that it's healing is a journey. And I tell clients that you get out of it what you put into it. So if you're doing your homework, if you are, you know, making sure that you are doing what we ask you to do in between our session times and your private time, you will see more progress. It's more than just coming to the therapy room and getting what you need there and then going back all week and not applying anything that you're learning in therapy. So keep in mind that it is a process, not an overnight fix. Number three, it's about converting people over to Christianity or converting them over to our own personal beliefs. No. Ethical Christian therapy seeks to integrate faith in a way that aligns with the client's own beliefs and values rather than trying to convert them. So that means meeting your client exactly where they are, okay, both spiritually and also clinically, using language that they can actually understand. Every single person is different. I never approach or come into the therapy room with a blueprint of how I should treat every single client. Even if they have some of the same issue, they have different temperaments, different upbringings, different environments. They have different understanding of Holy Spirit in the spiritual realm and so much more. And so I'm very good at discerning where a client is at and what they can actually receive, right? And if I can't quite figure it out, I'll just ask them, hey, I'm sensing this or that. What are your thoughts about this, right? And that kind of gives me an idea, I'm engaged to like how deep I can actually go with them. So know that it's not about converting them, but actually meeting them where they are and helping them to grow. Myth number four is that Christian counseling is only for those who are Christians. That is false. And so over the years, I hear people always say, hey, I'm a Christian. I want to provide Christian counseling, but I do not want to only limit myself to only seeing Christians. And guess what? That is okay. You can still be a Christian, provide Christian counseling, but not only provide that to Christians, okay? And so I will show you what that looks like for me in therapy. Whenever I have worked with clients before who were non-believers, you can still counsel them through the leading of the Holy Spirit without them knowing, okay? And so, yes, Christian counselors are going to be highly sought after, even the more in the coming years, because people who are unbelievers are going to want to know, like, okay, what's so different about seeing a Christian counselor, okay? So it's important that you have Christian value. It's important that you are operating in excellence, okay? And so, no, you do not have to call yourself as such, because, yes, we definitely need to be able to reach the lost. That's called evangelism, okay? And so some of you may be called to work in areas like prison or work with juvenile justice system and things of that nature. And God can use you greatly in that area. He has done that for me in companies where I did not identify as a Christian counselor, but I was just a therapist or a social worker. And God still used me for them very greatly. Okay. And so keep that in mind. And the last myth here is that Christian therapy or counseling replaces church or pastoral counseling. It does not. Having both of those, if your client has you and they also have a pastor or a leader who is healthy and providing them with wisdom and insight, that is amazing, okay? Because I have definitely had clients before who their pastor actually referred them to me for counseling. And some of the things that I was sharing with my client was like confirmation from what their pastor had been telling them. This is why I love having Holy Spirit and what I do, because he's a confirming God, right? And so that really pushed her. She really want to work on certain goals that her pastor pointed out to her and things that I saw as well. And so as a therapist, I had the training, the modalities, the treatment plans and all that good stuff to be able to help them to heal from so many different things. Whereas the pastor, they could see it, but they might not have the tools to be able to really help them at a deeper level. And guess what? That is okay. Remember, we have the arm, we have the legs, we have people in the body of Christ who do different parts for each other. So keep that in mind. You're not going to have all the answers. Only God has all the answers, okay? So these are my top five myths about Christian counseling. If you have any more myths you can think of, be sure to comment down below. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share my YouTube channel. And again, check out my new book I just written called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling for Christian Therapists. And also, if you're interested, you can apply to become a member of my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists. This is for those who are already in graduate school, about to graduate, or already practicing, okay? So I'll see you guys next time in the next video. Thank you again so much for being here. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.